Chapter 2, Getting Out of My Own Way. Success stories of other people had me motivated at first, fired me up, got me excited, but I reached a point in life where their success stories only made me mad. They ticked me off. The motivation turned to agitation. At first, I was happy for someone who got their dream car, but with me continuing to fail at everything in life, I was ready to kick their car as I walked through the parking lot. No, I didn't do it, but I can't say it didn't cross my mind. I started to let my stinking thinking take me down a path that was making me bitter and not better. It was a light bulb moment when I heard a mentor say, "You don't make what you want, you make what you are. If you want to make more, you have to become more." Thankfully, I had a few people in my life that told me what I needed to hear and not what I wanted to hear. This mentor went on to say that there was one person at the scene of every accident or challenge in my life, and that person was me. It was time for me to stop having a pity party for myself and stop being a victim. It was time to step up and take responsibility. If things were to get better, I must get better. It was time to take a checkup from my neck up and get rid of my stinking thinking if I ever wanted to create and design my dream life. It's not about how-tos. It's more about how you do the how-tos. That's why 80% of success is psychology and mindset. My attitude needed a reboot. I had filtered everything through my negative mindset, and that negated my success. When I heard successful entrepreneurs speak, I would think of excuses for why they were successful and I wasn't. They must come from a big city. I live in a small town. They must be great public speakers. I feel like I'm going to pass out if I'm in a room of just five people I already know and just think of speaking to them. They must have a college education. I have a lack of education. They're probably rolling in money. I'm applying for food stamps. We can make excuses or have success, but we can't have both. What I needed to do was change, but I didn't know how. Something clicked inside of me when the speaker asked, "Can you get a little bit better today than you were yesterday?" Yes, we were bankrupt. My car was about to be repossessed. We were on government assistance. I was taking medicine for depression, and I felt like a failure in every area of life. But I could get 1% better every day. That I could do. It was little, but it was doable. Over time, the compound effect of a little-by-little growth turned into massive success that was truly beyond my expectations at that time. If you had shown me my future at that time, I would not have believed you. I became my own rags-to-riches story. No more taking money from my girl's piggy bank, wishing I could feed my family healthy foods but couldn't because healthy is usually more expensive, watching my wife and kids pull out of the driveway in a beat-up, tore-up, dangerous car because I couldn't afford a better, safer one, cursing the ATM because it would only let me withdraw money in $20 increments, but I had less than $20 in my account and couldn't even get to it, being in church and my heart wanting to give, but I had no money to give. The late billionaire Paul J. Meyer told me, "You will never get past your self-imposed limitations." We all have an invisible lid in our own heads. That lid holds us back from our true potential. That lid is our mindset, and we will never get past what we feel like we're worth. I learned that my enemy was me. When I got out of my own way, everything changed for the better. The best way to predict your future is to create it. Peter Drucker.